Multi-million pound rental firm demands thousands from homeless asylum seeker James Ivins. East London Socialist Party, a property firm with turnover in the millions, is pursuing a campaigning asylum seeker for thousands through the courts. We say, defend Law and Aya, fight for tenants' rights. Last August, Lafa Law and Ira Magium found herself unable to make rent on her room due to the legal costs of her asylum case. She duly informed her property management, City Rooms, that she couldn't continue her contract and would leave. Unfortunately, tenancy laws are weighted in landlords and letting agents' favor. Because her contract had no break clause, City Rooms is demanding several months of unpaid rent. With interest and costs, that's £2,850, and rising. City Rooms, the trading name of Oliver Walton Limited, last year filed a turnover of almost £21 million for 2019, with reserves above £978,000. Its total profit was just shy of £895,000, with shareholders receiving £850,000 dividends. Penniless meanwhile, Lauren Ira is penniless and couch surfing. She has offered her security deposit in full, but has nothing else to her name. City Rooms should face facts and set the balance aside. And all this during the pandemic. The Financial Conduct Authority granted property owners the right to mortgage holidays. The government compelled councils to pull all the homeless off the streets. Tenant evictions were suspended. What possible justification is there for this claim? Some rental firms may imagine migrant and asylum seeker tenants more pliable due to their isolation and legal status. But despite her poverty, Law and Ira is not alone. Campaigner Law and Ira is an organizer for the Refugee Rights and Tamil Solidarity Campaigns, and a member of the Socialist Party. The working class has an important tradition of defending its organizers from bullying and persecution, to prevent the boss class decapitating our movement. We are therefore asking trade union branches to pass resolutions joining Law and Ira's defense. We will also be contacting City Rooms tenants to get organized to fight their own problems, which appear numerous according to online complaints. And the Socialist Party will stand as part of the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, in this May's elections on a program to solve the housing crisis. For mass building of council homes, and democratic rent caps. Secure tenancies for all, and the right to leave without extortionate debt claims. For model motions and more info, email James Evans at socialistparty.org.uk.